Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, oh, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
LGBTQ.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 12th of May, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Theater Terrific's latest production, Hello, I'm Arthur Miller's Unknown Child, explores what it was like to grow up as a Down syndrome person, a child of a famous person, in the 1960s. Our friend Tamara McCarthy is appearing in that show, and she'll be here to tell us all about it. Plus, the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we'll get started right away with some music. These are the Smugglers. They're playing at the Commodore tomorrow night.
What's the deal with the glasses? There are honorary nerd passes. Are you on the way to the chess club today? Everybody make way for the Waldos with our geek goggles on our nose. All the Geekenstein twins coming out today to the Buddy Holly Convention. Buddy Holly Convention, Buddy Holly Convention of Us. I'm bouncing all the way across the mighty USA. It will be in Clear Lake, Iowa, in just 2 days. And then it's down in Lubbock, where the Texans all just love us, cause we look just like they lost some more to give. To the Buddy Holly Convention.
On the telephone right now, not expecting to go on the air live, is local actor and director Tamara McCarthy. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Dave.
Sorry. Took you by surprise there. That's
awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So you are working in a it looks like a really fascinating show. It's called Hello.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating show. It's based on the true story of playwright Arthur Miller and his wife, Inga Morath, who had two children back in the 60s. They had a daughter in 62 and then a son in 1966 that no one knew about for 40 years. He was born with Down syndrome and was put in an institution when he was just a week old.
Yeah, that's what happened to people with Down syndrome in 1966. They were just kind
of
shut away.
It did happen in families.
Yeah.
And especially, I think, in this particular family because of the stigma, perhaps, that they thought it would bring upon them. Interestingly enough, Death of a Salesman, which was written before Daniel's birth, turned out to be his last real great success play. So he never really wrote anything that matched the success of that show after Daniel's birth. And some people say maybe it's because of the story he didn't really tell or didn't write from the secrets he was hiding. Perhaps.
Interesting. Yeah, because a lot of his plays are about parents and children, especially fathers and sons. And
definitely.
Yeah. Now, this play itself, it's an original play, and it's actually part of a trilogy.
It is. It's the third in a trilogy by Susanna Yucatis, who is the artistic director of Theater Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was written from the point of view of the father, and then the second one was the point of view of mom, called Agni's Eye. And this one's from the point of view of Daniel Miller. And we have a fantastic actress, Alex Edwards, taking on the challenging role of Daniel. And then there's an ensemble of us helping tell the story.
Yeah. Now, the actor who's playing Daniel, is she Down syndrome herself?
No, she is not.
Uh-huh.
She does live with some cognitive challenges. So
yeah.
She's definitely an actor with a varying of abilities,
yeah.
And that's what the company, part of their mandate is to...
That's what Theater Terrific is about.
All abilities,
yeah.
To produce thought-provoking work, and this is definitely a thought-provoking piece. People are leaving, talking about it to no end. So.
I can imagine. So what's sort of the story of the play itself? What's the journey that Daniel goes through?
Well, it's told from Daniel's point of view as he sees things from when he was born. So he's kind of witnessing the story and weaving in and out of the action as the story gets told. And his father and mother in the play and his big sister. And then I'm playing Renata, who is from Austria, and she's the best friend of Inga. Sorry. Yeah, we all tell the story together with a live musician. There's also a friend, sort of an imaginary friend, that follows Daniel around and helps tell the story.
Yeah, that's a fascinating concept because, you don't really know what it's like to be in that situation unless you actually are that person. And so having it from
that
point of view.
And they've done a couple of workshops before this production, so... There's a lot of play in it and songs and games and the live music. It tells the story almost through a child's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So where are you playing?
We are playing at the new KW Studios, which is in the Woodward's Heritage Building, 111 West Hastings Street.
Right.
There's lots of big signs where to find us, right at the corner of Abbott and Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have a few shows left. Tonight's actually sold out. But we have tickets available to the 1 p.m. matinee tomorrow and the 7:30 p.m. show tomorrow as well. And then we close tomorrow night. So last couple chances.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of, if you hadn't sent me that email yesterday, I wouldn't have even known about it. So thanks for cluing me in on it.
I didn't send something earlier. I've been a little absorbed in the world of Daniel Miller.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah.
So if people want more information, they go to theaterterrific.ca.
You bet.
And or head on down to the new KW studio at the Woodward's building at Hastings and Abbott.
Yep, you can get tickets online for either of tomorrow's shows, or you can show up and pay cash or credit at the door.
Wonderful. Well, I know you said you've got a show at 1 o'clock, so I'll let you get to it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for taking a moment to talk about it, Tamara.
You bet. Thanks for having us on.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, what's up next? Five Alarm Funk. They've just completed a huge national tour. They're going to be playing, I believe they're playing the Commodore at the end of the month. Anyway, this is a track off their new CD. The CD's called Sweat, and the song is called Dance Dance Party Party. There they are. Five Alarm Funk. They are going to be tearing it up at the Commodore on the 27th of May, which is 2 weeks away. So you can go to the usual places to get tickets on that one. Let's see if I got more information. They got a Facebook page, so check that out. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. On this very blue skyish kind of Friday afternoon, getting into springtime here. What's going on? Oh, Oleana is still playing. This is on at the Blake Snyder Theater at Go Studios, which is at 3rd and Main. This is a 25th anniversary production of David Mamet's Oleana, which is a two-hander, a play about the power struggle between a university professor and one of his female students. It's happening at Go Studios, as I said, which is at 3rd and Main. 112 East 3rd Avenue is the address. It's directed by our friend Matthew Bissett. It's got Jeff Gustafson and Morgana Wiley in the cast. And it is happening now. It's got two shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night. They're $15 each, and you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. All right, what else is going on here? We found a lovebird. one of Vancouver's perennial favorites. And they are doing a show tomorrow night at the Fairview Pub at on West Broadway in the Hospital District. And here's a song off their latest CD, Lobby, and the song is called Trouble for Sure. There you go. We found a lovebird. They're going to be at the Fairview Pub tomorrow night. Okie dokie. What are we going to do now? Oh, Rodney DeCrew. He's got a new CD out too. And he's in the middle of a national tour. So he'll be back in town in a few weeks. CD's called Old Tenement Man. And this song's called Jacob's Well.
I'm not asking for the things I want. I know fucking bore. I'm just asking to ease my thirst down at Jacob's Well. I'm just asking to ease my thirst down at Jacob's Well. I'm just asking to ease my thirst down at Jacob's Well. I'm just asking to ease my thirst down at Jacob's Well.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. for CITR's third annual Access Day.
You can listen on the air at 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca for 6 hours of programming featuring content about accessibility, self-advocacy, social accessibility, and more. There will be live performances by musicians from the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, an interview with Accessible Media Incorporated, and segments on employment, accessibility of arts and culture spaces in Vancouver, and more.
Visit CITR.ca for more information.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
So, Circle Game, the reimagining the music of Joni Mitchell, a live stage show all about the music of Joni Mitchell, is still ongoing at the Fire Hall Arts Center in the sunny downtown East Side. Performances are happening Tuesdays, Wednesday to Friday, Saturdays and Sundays, different times. Different tickets, all that kind of stuff. We've got the link up on the Dave Radio Facebook page, and it's let's see, what do we got here? There's another Pay What You Can Wednesday at 1 o'clock on May 17th. There's also tickets you can get online. Just read the blurb for you. The enduring music of Joni Mitchell is reimagined in this energetic musical experience conceived and directed by Vancouver theatrical powerhouses. I think I coined that phrase. And Andrew Cohen and Anna Kuhman. One of the most influential female recording artists of the late 20th century, Joni Mitchell has often reflected on social and environmental details through her music. Circle Game reinterprets Mitchell's iconic songs like Big Yellow Taxi, River, California, and A Case of You through the ears and eyes of a new generation, connecting them to politics and the world we know today. One more time, it is happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center, and it goes now until May 20th. You can go to the Fire Hall Arts Center's webpage, or as I said, we've got it shared on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Let's hear from Art Bergman. Art's going to be coming to town. He is playing very soon. I think it's next week. Where are you, Art? Stay on top of things. There we go. Yes, next week, Friday, May 19th at the Rickshaw Theater. The great Art Bergman. A few weeks ago, we were talking with David C. Jones about The Chair, which is a series of monologues written by John McGee. And this is a ongoing series of productions happening once a month on Saturdays at the 7 Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway. The next one is coming up next week, Saturday, May the 20th. And featuring, let's see, the writing is so small. Angie Nolan, Bailey Creed, David C. Jones, Dolores Drake, Manuel Charaviaga, Sarah Dawn Pledge, Siobhan McCarthy, and Susan Hutchinson, all doing comical and, hilariously dramatic, shockingly surreal. And it's called The Chair. And it's happening next week, Saturday, May 20th, at the 7 Dining Lounge at 53 West Broadway, Broadway and Columbia area there for ya. Okay, let's see. Let's hear from the New Black.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. But I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gone. Got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. And now he's gotta pull me in.
The Night Dancy, which is a local Métis dance group, been going around for years, led by the great Yvan Chartrand. They are having their annual fundraising event tomorrow, and that is going to be at the Hall at 1739 Venables in Vancouver. That's right at the corner. I think it's the one right at the corner of Venables and Commercial, but I'm usually wrong about stuff like that. Anyway, it's only $10 to get in, $5 for students and seniors. Everyone's welcome. It's a family-friendly, alcohol-free event, and there'll be all kinds of exciting music and dancing. Learn how to square dance, listen to some great Métis music, and some of the performers include the Louis Riel Métis Dancers, Silvertip Swingers, Yvonne Chartrand, Amy Usterlung, Keith Hill, J.J. Lavallee, Kathleen Nesbitt, and let's see, what else can we tell you about that? It starts off, let's see here, Yeah, so first of all, you go to Britannia Community Center at 2 o'clock for a workshop and a stone soup festival, and that one's free. And then afterwards, you head on over to the hall at 1739 Venables, drop in your $10, and that all starts at 7:30. So it looks like a fun day of music and dance and culture and just lively excitement. So it's the Vinay Dansi and Louis Riel Métis Dancers annual fundraising event tomorrow at the hall at 1739 Venables. Now, next week at the Rio, there's a big event presented by the Affordable Concert Series. And this has got groups like the Walkins, Rio Samia, Disco Funeral, and these guys, the Hard Rock Miners, next week at the Rio. Old is right. I don't think half the places they mentioned exist anymore. Oh, well.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. Won't you hear with me?
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
Now that's a voice. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Comedy on Wheels, which is a big comedy show being presented by Real Wheels Theater. And that is coming up next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 performances only at 8 o'clock. And that's happening at Performance Works on Granville Island. Thursday is a Pay What You Can show. Friday is $20, and Saturday is $25. And you can get your tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Look for Comedy on Wheels. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to Real Wheels Theater. And let's see, what's their thing? It's Real Wheels, RealWheels.ca.
Would it be all right if I tried to make you smile? Would it be all right if I stayed around and played a while? Yes, I might be crazy, yes, I might be foolish. Even if I found my mind, I wouldn't use it. Just an empty space between my ears. That's all there is. Would it be
You still have a week left to catch End of the Rainbow at the Jericho Arts Center. This is a look at the end of the life of Judy Garland. It is centered around her final performance 6 months before she died. This took place in 1968. She did a 5-week run at the Talk of the Town in London, and the show has lots of music, lots of singing by Janet Gigliotti as Judy Garland. And it also follows the story of her new fiancé, Mickey Deans. Directed by Claude Giroux, it's happening at the Jericho Arts Center now until May 20th. You can go to Brown Paper Tickets to get more on that. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. This is our look at auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And the first piece is... there it is. It's not so much an audition as a announcement of job openings. We are hiring some people, some students here at CITR. We've got a few coordinator and assistant jobs opening up. They include, let me see where they are here, promotions coordinator, programming and community engagement coordinator, online communications coordinator. All these jobs are open to current students. And if you want to get more information, you can contact Hugo. And his email is stationmanager@citr.ca. Or you can just go to citr.ca and read the job postings on that. Solid Rock United Nation is doing Jubilation in August, and they are looking for a female performer, 18 to 35 years old. You can contact them at solidrockunited.com for more information on that show. Eternal Musical Collective. Oh, they've done that. I can pass that by. This one's happening today. It's the Evergreen Cultural Center, Canada 150, the show. They are looking for a wide variety of skill levels and experience, actors, dancers, singers, and martial artists. And the auditionings are happening today at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam. Little Shop of Horrors is being done by the Vagabond Players at the Burnie Leg Theater in New Westminster. The auditions are this weekend. That's tomorrow, Sunday, and Wednesday at the Burnie Leg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Red Window Theater Ensemble doing Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, and the playwright is Jessica Swale. This is going to be happening in September. The auditions are next week, May 21 and 25. And the audition is at the Greenhouse Rehearsal Hall next to the Kulch at 1885 Venable Street. RedWindowTheater.com has all the details on that one. Place des Arts Summer Teen Theater Troupe doing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Kevin Bennett. And that is happening in July. The auditions are at the end of the month, Sunday, May 28th. And that's happening at Place des Arts, which is at 1120 Brunette Avenue in Coquitlam. West Moon Theater doing What Next to Normal. And West Moon has been doing some very successful productions. We've already talked about their production of Dogfight and most recently Spring Awakening. Next to Normal is a play about family dynamics around mental illness. And West Moon does a really unique process because they do what they call double casting. So every role is double cast. And that means every actor gets an opportunity to play a lead role on alternate nights. So that's not exactly what it means, but two actors are being cast in the same role and they perform on an opening night. So that's what it's supposed to be. So the auditions for that are happening at the end of the month, May 31st, June 2nd, and West Moon Theater has more information at their website. Little Mountain Productions is doing Kurt Vonnegut's The UFO Questions for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. This is a story of a young physicist who discovers radio waves from outer space that, when broadcast, make anyone within earshot completely and utterly euphoric. That could be fun. Matt Clark is the writer and director of this play. He's looking for three actors, ages 15 to 18, any gender, as well as people to help in directing, choreography, and production design and publicity. The auditions are happening June 1st and 2nd at the GGRP Studios, which are at 201 West 7th Avenue. And you can email Mark at littlemountainlionproductions.com for more information. Vancouver Bach Choir is holding auditions for its upcoming season. That is happening on June 6th at the Vancouver Academy of Music at 1270 Chestnut Street. The repertoire for the 17-18 season includes Verdi's Requiem, Handel's Messiah, Mahler's Eighth Symphony, and a lot of other pieces and events. They do recommend that you have some vocal training and the ability to read music. If you want to know more, you can contact Rosemary, the auditions coordinator, and she is at audition@vancouverbachchoir.com. Vancouver Island's Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular 2017 is getting all geared up. They'll be performing November 13th to December 17th in Nanaimo, Courtenay, and Victoria. The auditions are in June at the Scotiabank Dance Center at Granville and Davie Street. They're looking for four professional singers and who can perform in a classical or musical theater style or crossover. And they are going to be performing music by the Beatles, Nina Simone, Rod Stewart, some Broadway showstoppers from Mary Poppins, songs from Top Gun, a country medley, as well as many more classic hits and Christmas favorites. So that sounds like a lot of fun. If you want to spend Christmas on the island, check out yellowpointchristmasspectacular.ca. It's all one big word for more information. Align Entertainment is doing Legally Blonde the Musical, and that is going to be happening in February of next year. Claire Wyatt and Nicole Spinola are the musical director and choreographer of that show. Machette. And the auditions are happening in June. The show itself is February of next year. And if you want more information about that, Align Entertainment, A-L-I-G-N, entertainment.ca. And one more thing coming up in June. This is for Steel Magnolias, which is happening in September at the Theater in Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. The auditions are in June, and you can contact North Van Community Players for more information on that. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments in the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca, and we're also available on iTunes. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next. They're just hopping up and getting ready to come on in. Followed by Radio Zero, 2 o'clock, and then 3:30. It's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Last week, he had Seth Rogen in this studio, so you never know what's going to happen on Nardwar. Dave Radio returns at the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate you, I hate
okay,
you!
Okay, well,
Maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.